Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Wednesday to you, champion. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, the number one motivational show on the planet. You know how we roll. You know how we roll. Fired up one day to Disney, T-minus one day to Disney. Now, I've been to Disney, but two of my kids haven't been there, I don't believe, and my youngest, our baby Susan, the miracle baby, definitely hasn't been there. It's kind of like her make-a-wish trip, but she has nothing but sunny skies ahead of her and bright days. It's just amazing that we can get on a vacation for the first time in over 3 years. So I'm jacked up. I'm fired up. Appreciate all the love from around the world, the podcast reviews. Thank you so much. I appreciate those. Let me just read a couple real quick. Sam, love the podcast. Been listening for about 6 weeks. Awesome brain food, like a green smoothie for the mind. Holland VW, that's awesome. Like a green smoothie for the mind. I get that. You are now the voice in my head, says, oh boy, J-O-G-E-S. Hoges, is the J silent? I'm going with it. Thank you, sir, for being you. Your words produced the fuel that helped me to pursue my passion and purpose in life. Crowley for president, 2016. Can you imagine? Seriously, can you imagine if I ran for president? Number one, the skeletons in my closet would not even fit in the Grand Canyon. They would have a field day with me on like CNN, man. They would be interviewing just everybody in my past. It would be, oh my God, you Sam Crowley? Really? Is he not in prison? Holy cow, he's running for president? Hey, good for him. That's awesome. They'll let anybody do it. But that, thank you. I appreciate that, Crowley for president. How about I just stick to this podcast for now? Want to chat with you about being plugged in to the source. Think about this, all right? Think about there's a lamp in the room. You walk into the room, you see a lamp, you turn the switch, the light doesn't come on. There's no light. You're looking all around. What's the first thing you think about? Well, is there a bulb in it? That might be the first thing you think about. Yep, brand new bulb. What could it be? The next thing you think about, it's not plugged in. So you follow the plug, and you follow the plug all the way along the base. There it is. It's not plugged in. I know why the lamp's not on. It's not plugged in. And yet, when you plug that baby in, what happens? Boom! It lights up the room, right? 60, 80, 100-watt bulb. Boom! Lights up the room. You know how many people aren't plugged in that could be? Do you know how many people walk around aimlessly, just dead, not plugged into the source? And by the source, I mean the energy moving around the room. Go into any place, man, when you got dreamers and doers and people thinking big with these million-dollar dreams. There's energy. Have you ever walked in a room and it was just electric? And I mean, you walking in there, you just had to raise your game. You had to put that permigrin on. I mean, you had to get jacked up, almost running in place just to get the energy level to keep up with everybody in that room. You know what I'm talking about? Conversely, you ever walked into a room and it felt like you're at a wake? You know, like you're at a viewing? Oh, who died? Joe's dream. Yeah, there's Joe. He's over there in the corner. Yeah, he's been at the job 40 years. There he is. We're all just hanging. I mean, seriously, where do you go? Seriously, most of the places you walk into, people are just wallflowers, just kind of standing there. Life wasn't meant to do that. You know? How you doing? Not bad. How you doing? Nobody cares what the answer to that question is. Nobody cares. How you doing? Good. You? Good. That was a complete waste of 4 seconds. Nobody cares. All right? What's up? I'm going places, man. You interested in hearing? And then they'll figure, no, not really. I got to go. All right, then. Cool. Take it easy. Appreciate it. Or, yeah, man, tell me all about it. Great. This is what's going on. I'm not going to take up 5 hours. Give me 30 seconds. I'm excited about what's going on. But, man, let me tell you something. If you're lacking energy, just find the source. And it's someplace local to you. Heck, it could even be online. Get yourself involved in a great online group membership site. Plug it into this podcast and also podcasts like this. Look, I say that the Everyday Saturday Show is the number one motivational podcast, which I believe it is. But look, men and girls, men and women, guys and girls, I was trying to say, there's 100 different great shows online. Bombard your brain with that electricity, man, because that plug right now that's unplugged, it can be plugged back in. It was plugged in at one time. Now, it could have been when you were 5 years old. I don't know when you lost your dream. I don't know when things started to go a little bit south. I don't know when the pity food started going down and you're feeling sorry for yourself because you had a little bit of a setback and didn't understand that it was a setup for your greatest comeback. I'm not quite sure when all that started going down, but I'm sure of this. That energy source that you were plugged into at one time still exists, and it's waiting for you to search along the baseboard for that plug and plug it back in. When was the last time you felt plugged in? Maybe it's right now. Maybe you're like, hey, Sam, I'm on fire. Great. Keep it plugged in. Don't ever unplug, man. That's great networking groups. That's like-minded individuals and yourself. That's your own business. I mean, when your business is on fire, you jump out of bed and there's, even at a job, yes, it's possible. As crazy as it sounds, as much as I bang on having a job, I used to love going to a job when sales were, I mean, when quotas were being made and I was selling. I was in sales, before I went into management, I was in sales for 10 years. And I'm telling you, there was no greater feeling than when you're on fire, whether it's in telephone sales or face-to-face sales. They tell you when you're in telephone sales, don't ever get off the phone. When you're hot, stay on that phone. Just keep dialing and smiling, baby, dialing and smiling. What's on the other end of that phone, I can't tell. But the more I talk, the more I sell. I used to say that to myself. Made a lot of friends, you can imagine, right? What the hell you saying over there in that cubicle? Oh, you want me to hear it again? I don't know what's on the other end of that phone, but the more I dial, the more I sell. It was awesome. What's on the other end of the phone? I can't tell. That's what I said. The more I dial, the more I sell. I'm laughing because, man, if you can think of Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber, that was my haircut up until age 25. I mean, literally, my mom just stopped short of putting a salad bowl on my head. That was my haircut. And I just kept it going because I thought I looked so damn fine up until my early 20s, kept it rolling. And then finally I looked in the mirror. I'm like, hey, something's got to change today. And I think it's the hairdo. So imagine Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber saying, what's on the other end of the phone? I can't tell, but the more I dial, the more I sell. Okay. And that'll give you a little bit of a glimpse into Sam Crowley in his early 20s. Okay. But I was plugged in. And then when in the outside sales, got a new hairdo. Things were rocking and rolling. But here, in all seriousness, we're all selling every single day. Somebody's being sold. And when you run your own business, a lot of the times it's up to you, right, to plug into that power source, which is you, your vision, your business, your dream. Because this stuff you can manufacture on your own. We are our own great reservoir of motivation right inside of our own mind, as long as you're keeping it sharp. So don't be that lamp that's in the room that's unplugged the entire time. Don't be the dimly lit bulb. You know, nobody can see. Are you on? You're not on? What's going on? No, somebody walks in the room, they see you. They want to do business with you, man. It doesn't mean you're arrogant or boisterous or loud or obnoxious. It just means you're shining. You're the light. You're the energy source. And let me tell you something. You want to do deals with people, you got to be that energy source for them. You got to be the outlet. They're the lamp that they can plug into. You, and that's how you do great joint ventures, because people, I'm telling you, it's in the intro of this podcast. When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn. You receive that message, because I'm telling you, sure, as you're listening to it, it is that powerful. So please, be the power source, not only for you, but for other people. And I'm telling you, that is when the freaking magic happens, man. That is when the magic happens. Man, I'm jacked up. Thank you once again. Make sure you leave a 5-star rating for the podcast so other people can find the show. That's it. So other people can find the show. All right. And stay in touch. Hit me up on email, sam@everydaysaturday.com. Put out a few new Instagram videos this week. So check it out. Everyday Saturday on Instagram, as well as our Facebook fan page. Big things are happening. Oh, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.